All right, welcome to Drilled On Earnings. We've got recent results reported from Smartsheet. This is their fiscal fourth quarter, and this is the business story behind One Stock on the Move. I'm Corey Johnson, Chief Market Strategist for the Futurum Group. So an interesting time for Smartsheet as they go from handling small businesses in their work management software to larger businesses while still taking care of the little guys. An interesting time, a challenging time. Wall Street just looks at a beat or a miss, and this was, I guess, kind of in line with what was expected, but the guidance was less than expected. We'll call that a miss, and that may be why the stock is selling off. Let's look at the hard numbers here, the actual numbers of what the business did. We saw sales of $256.95 million, up 21% year over year, but that was what Wall Street had hoped would be happening. Earnings per share, their word on it was a loss, but 7 cents per share, a lot better than the previous year on a net income basis as well, of course, only a $9 million loss in a quarter. Now, what you saw from this company was slowing growth. A year ago, this was growing top line at 35%, and that wasn't seen as good. The stock fell a lot. Here we are, an entire year later, stock's up, stock is right back to where it was, and the earnings results, the revenue growth is down to 21%, even though the revenues are a lot more at $256.9 million. As I said, looking a little bit deeper, the billings for this company over $1 billion for the year, up 20% on a year-over-year basis, and free cash flow, even though there were no profits, that's a good thing, $56 million. I thought one of the most interesting things was when you dig a little bit deeper here and you look at their average domain annual recurring revenue. What the heck is that? Well, a domain, when people at a company sign up for this thing, might be different parts of a company, but they've got the same URL domain. So the company tracks it, looks at how much domains are spending. That number increasing a lot, now up to $9,672. So they're getting bigger customers, are getting companies to spend more across the organization. But that growth is slowing down, and the guidance reflected that. So how did this stock react when these numbers came out? Well, look, the stock was already trading at 6x sales. So, and losing money despite that free cash flow. Now weaker guidance than investors expected. Yeah, you saw it. The stock was down over 10% in after hours trading. And the stock now is right back to where it was a year ago. The real challenge for this company is slow growth from small and medium-sized customers. That was once the heart of this business. And the hand-holding that big customers want when they start trialing the software. So the free trials of the software, CEO Mark Mader said the company is trying to get self-directed trials so people find things that they like in the software all by themselves and sign up to actually pay for it so they can keep using it. That self-directed trial is the key to growth, or so says Smartsheet CEO Mark Mader.
One of the reasons we're trying to get the lowering of friction, getting people to discover things in a self-directed way. It's like you don't want to spend a lot of human capital getting those thousands and thousands and thousands of trialers to a point where they want to buy. I think a really good indicator of continued progress is we had, of our 500 companies, new organizations who moved from the free plan to a paid state this in January, 1 month. Those are very self-directed motions. Those are not like heavy enterprise selling. And we're trying to get, you know, the open the aperture up, getting that lead flow bigger, and then positioning our offerings in a way where people can connect and purchase. Part of that is features, part of that is pricing and packaging, part of that is the instantiation of the free plan a year ago. And when I look at the performance of new logos coming in at that leading edge, it remains very healthy.
So the self-directed switch to paid, getting customers to do it themselves, that's the hope for this business. How do we summarize this, and what's one number that's going to prove what's happening at this company? We've got that with The Bite right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Here's your quick drill-down earnings takeaway on the latest quarterly results, fourth quarter results from Smartsheet. The numbers were okay, 21% growth up to $257 million. The company losing less money, but losing money indeed, and the guidance was weak. Smartsheet's blaming small and medium-sized businesses for not spending like they used to. And indeed, when we look at the one number that tells us a whole lot, the drill-down earnings bite, We can see that. Now, customers who spend less than $5,000 on small and medium-sized businesses, that was the bread and butter of Smartsheets, and it's growing more slowly. It was at 19% growth a year ago. Now that growth is at 10% on a year-over-year basis. That shows you the whole story, really, at Smartsheets. Small customers not spending as much. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. I'm Corey Johnson. Quick earning takes on Instagram and TikTok at Drill Down Pod. Robust earnings on YouTube at Futurum Group. Follow me on X at Corey TV. Drill Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.